On Terrio's Christian Superstation, Life 100.3, Ryan Stevenson, that was Child in Your Arms. With me on the line from MindJoy Counseling in Kawartha Lakes, we have Anne-Marie Colvert. Anne-Marie, there has been a heightened level of stress, it seemed, over these past couple of years, but dealing with it is important. What tips would you offer in this department?
I think it's really helpful to know what actually is happening in our body when we're stressed.
Oh, okay.
So if you've ever heard of the fight or flight response.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we hear about it a lot with anxiety, but it actually happens when we're stressed too. And so it's our body's alarm system that we need to prepare or we need to fight. If I have to study for an exam, the fight or flight's going to kick in and it's going to give me extra adrenaline so that I can study and focus well. If I'm at my job, go, 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 rush, rush, rush. If you can see me, I'm snapping my fingers like go, go, go. That also makes us release more cortisol and more adrenaline in our body, which is great in the short term. In the short term, it gives us focus, gives us energy, stamina, strength. You know, if you've ever seen like a mom lift a car off their child or something, like, you know, like that superhuman strength comes because of fight or flight. And so that's great in the short term. In the long term, when we have a lot of stress without a break, fight or flight response stays on too long and we start to get adrenal fatigue. So we actually start to get very tired, very lethargic because our adrenal glands are tired and we have too much cortisol in our body, which is our stress hormone. That makes us crave more salt and more sugar and fat. It makes us lethargic. It can actually make your body ache because cortisol actually eats away at your muscles. It causes insomnia. So a lot of times people come to me and say, Emery, I just don't feel like myself. I don't feel like I'm a good person anymore. And they think it's a character flaw that they're feeling unmotivated. They're feeling edgy when really it's a flag that they're under too much stress.
Wow, that's good. And what about things that you can do to your body? Like I've heard it said before that, you know, oftentimes when you're craving sugar, if you just work out, you're not going to crave it as much.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Because when we work out, we release that cortisol that's pent up in our body. Exercise is one of the best ways to get rid of excess cortisol. So you will crave those things less. You'll also be helping your muscles. You'll be helping your heart. Like exercise is good for any type of mental health issue and any type of physical health issue, really. It's a win-win. So exercise is great. Boundaries are important because we need to be able to switch off fight or flight. So whatever is causing the stress, we need to have find ways to take breaks from it, whether that means taking your lunch at work, whether it means leaving on time, not taking work home with you. But there are still ways to find boundaries so you can switch off and take breaks.
Mm. And all these things help you to thrive more in your life, basically, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, resilience, we all have a level of resilience, but there are certain things we can do to make ourselves more resilient. And resilience is like a bubble wrap preventing and protecting us against mental health issues. If we don't take care of our resilience, we are vulnerable to mental illness. Mm. And so things like exercise, like boundaries, like self-care, burnout prevention, thinking healthy, processing our pain, all these things can help us be more resilient.